So welcome everybody to the last session of this day. Welcome to Linux and Unix Compliance and Patch Management with System Center 2012 R2. My name is Thorsten Henking. I'm a Premier Field Engineer within Microsoft's Global Business Support. Today with me is Russ Ernst. He's a Product Managing Director of Lumention.
Hello everyone.
Today's objectives are, after this session, we will understand System Center's Linux and Unix patch management capabilities. We will get a deep knowledge of the partner products that integrates into System Center 2012, and we will learn how to manage the compliance state of your heterogeneous data center. System Center 2012, R2, and Linux. So, as you can see, we've included the Linux stack in all of our System Center products. We have Virtual Machine Manager for managing the private cloud. We have Configuration Manager for deploying software and the management of the computers. We have Operations Manager for the monitoring part. We have the Windows Azure Pack, which provides the user interface for your private cloud. We have Data Protection Manager for backup and recovery scenarios. And we have Orchestrator to automate your whole IT environment. But what about software update management? Is there a need for software update management on Linux computers? Yes. Patch management is important even for this Linux and Unix computers, and they are not safe out of the box. So remember this Heartbleed vulnerability we are seeing a few weeks ago. 25% of all our Ops Manager installations monitors Linux and Unix computers. That means that we have hundreds of thousands of computers that have to be patched. So let's use Configuration Manager for this. But what can Configuration Manager offer for your patch management? If we take a look at the software update management part from Windows side, Configuration Manager can automatically download patches and patch meter data from Windows Update. You can deploy patches to managed Windows computers within maintenance windows, and you can report your patch compliance for these managed Windows computers. For Linux and Unix, Config Manager only offers patch management through native software distribution. Before we go into the first demo part of this session, let me set a few Linux and Unix patching characteristics. So we have a thing that is called enterprise distributions in the Linux in the Linux world, which means that we have distributions which is similar like a server distribution, a server operating system, that are usually a little bit behind the normal patch release cycle of a Linux system. Another characteristic is that you usually have to pay for software maintenance on these enterprise distributions. So that means you won't get any software updates for an enterprise distribution without paying for software assurance. And we have many, many dependencies between packages, modules, and program, which it makes really hard to patch these machines and to patch these machines and resolving these dependencies we are facing there. So let's go into the first demo, native software update management with System Center 2012 R2. Consider the following scenario. You are the IT admin of Contoso, and you are responsible for 100 SUSE Linux Enterprise servers. There's a security update available for SSL, and you want to deploy this individual patch to a specific set of machines. So what I'm going to do now is I will create a collection based on the hardware inventory information we get from this Linux and Unix computers in my demo environment. So I will create a collection where all machines included that have an SSL piece of software like OpenSSL installed. Now we'll build a query rule. And set the criteria to installed applications. Display name is like SSL. Here we go. So this collection includes all of my Linux computers that have OpenSSL installed. And we want to patch them with an OpenSSL patch. What I'm going to do now is create a package for this specific vulnerability. Package contains source files. So the package manager on my SUSE machine here is RPM. So I try to install an RPM package. Just copy out the package name because it's really, really long. And I'm going to update the existing version of OpenSSL on this Linux machine here. Whether or not a user is logged on. And then I create a deployment to this collection I created before. We want to install this patch as soon as possible. Okay. So before I trigger the policy cycle on my Linux machine, I bring up the config manager client log file from this specific machine here. You can see that the deployment arrived. It was 24. So I've just triggered the policy cycle on this Linux box. And fingers crossed, we should see the deployment that arrived here on the screen. So policies going to evaluate. Was a little bit too fast. Just give it a second. Here we go again. Check the deployment. That's it. Okay, sorry for this. I think it takes a moment that the policy arrived. What happens in the background is that the Config Manager client evaluates the policies, downloads the policy body, and then will install the specific patch here. So I was a little bit too fast for my demo environment here. Just give it a minute. Okay, for this solution, the solution's overview for content distribution, we use the Config Manager content infrastructure, which are normally used for software distribution, so the distribution points and stuff. We don't require access to the internet. We only require local access. We can obey Config Manager maintenance windows, and we can use the inventory data to target these deployments. Unfortunately, we don't have any comprehensive compliance reporting, and we cannot automatically resolve the patch dependencies here. So you have to take care about your dependencies we have in this scenario and of the piece of software you want to update. The second scenario we can handle with Config Manager is that you're the IT admin of Contoso, responsible for the security on 100 SUSE Linux enterprise servers, and all servers should install all updates that are recommended by SUSE's security advisory team. So, is it possible to install all released patches on a Linux computer with a single command line which is deployed by Configuration Manager? What do you think? It is? Say it's not? It's not possible? Should be. It is possible. So I'm going to show you how. What we do in this specific case is that we're going to deploy a command line that runs the build and package manager on the Linux box. In this specific case, for my demo environment, I'm going to run a zipper. Zipper is the application on my Linux system, which is responsible for updating, for installing software, and the whole software management on the Linux computer. So how does it look like? Create also a device collection. Scenario two. Sorry? Ah, sorry. I don't care. So just create a directory for one specific machine. Machine is there. Now I'm going to create a. Oh, I got the error. The mistake I made. The content for the first demo wasn't distributed. Sorry for that. So, install all patches. Don't contain any source files. Create a standard program. So now for this specific SUSE Linux machine, I run zipper patch recommends. This command line install all patches that are recommended by the SUSE security advisory team. Required deployment, and we want this as soon as possible. So policies are going down to the client. We'll bring up an SSH console. And after this policy arrived, we ran the zipper command. The client connects to the internet and pulls down all patches that are available for this machine. But again, this won't work if you don't have a software subscription from SUSE. So that is a really must-have for this solution and for keeping your Linux server secure. For this solution, content distribution is done via a local repository, if configured, or you need internet access that we can pull down the content from SUSE's internet repositories. We also can obey config manager maintenance windows, and we automatically resolve the patch dependencies because we are leveraging the integrated software update command. And last but not least, we also can use inventory data to target these deployments. It's a little bit like patch management with a watering can, but your computers are compliant and have installed all patches that are available. So, but you only can use the hardware inventory information for what was installed and what was not installed. But that brings me to scenario three. Same scenario as before, but now you want to know and you want to report which updates are installed and which not. This is what I called the fun stuff. This is really a custom solution. We're doing some scripting magic on the Linux machine. It's only two lines of code, and we are leveraging an orchestrator to pull down this information of what patches are installed and what patches are not installed from the Linux box. I show you in a second how it works. So usually I would create another collection and will target a program to these computers which are creating this list of patches that are installed and which patches are missing. So let me just So what I'm going to deploy to my Linux machines are essential two commands. The first one, zipper lp, lists all patches that are available for the machine. And the second step, I'm going to go to patch these machines with all patches that are recommended by SUSE's security advisory team. After the patch command runs, I'm going to run another zipper list patches and write this information to a file share. Just switch to orchestrator. So orchestrator have two inbox folders, one for pre-patching and one for post-patching. And if this script runs, it puts a CSV file into this folder. It looks like this. So you get all the information of patches that are missed and that are installed on this box. So you got the name, the category, and the version of the patch. When the orchestrator runbooks takes this file, I will go through a few activities here. So first I generate a random text, which is my unique identifier in the database. And then I'm going to go to read this patching information from the file in another table on my configuration manager server. This is for pre-patching. For post-patching, I simply do the same. So I pick up another file which is in the post-patching folder, reads this information, and puts this into another table on my config manager server. The output of this is that I can go to my config manager server, go to the reporting pane, and what I've done is I created two reports. One shows me all patches that are available for a specific machine on a specific date. So you can see here the same information like we've seen before in the ZSV file. Now it's the report. So we have the information for the patch, the name, the classification from SUSE, and the machine name for which this patch is available. On the other hand, we have a report that shows all missing patches on a specific date for these machines. So we have the machine name, also the patch name, and the classification of the patch. Makes it a little bit easier to see what was installed during the zipper process, during the zipper installation. But as I mentioned before, this is really, really a custom solution I've built for a customer of mine. Content distribution is also done via local repository or from the internet. And yes, we can also resolve the package dependencies, and we use inventory data to target these deployments. Unfortunately, yes, it's really a custom solution. So with this, I'm going to hand over to Russ. Oh, sorry, there's a question.
Is the information available on?
You can come to me after the session, and I can show you where it is available. Russ, the stage is yours.
All right. Thank you, Torsten. So my name is Russ Ernst, as Torsten mentioned, and I'm with Lumentum. We're a gold partner of Microsoft, and we're part of the System Center Alliance as well. And just a little bit about Lumentum before we get into the partner solution that we've built for System Center. Lumentum's been around since 1991. We have about 5,000 enterprise customers. Our products are really rooted in patch and remediation, patch and vulnerability management. And as of about the beginning of last year, we started working with Microsoft to provide a new solution to provide patch and remediation for Linux and Unix through System Center Configuration Manager. So we've titled that solution Lumentum Patch Manager Data Center. And this fills a couple of the gaps that Torsten mentioned earlier around a complete patch and remediation solution for Configuration Manager. And in that, it provides an integrated extension for System Center, and it has the Linux and Unix server patching, the remediation, the centralized visibility, control, and reporting from a single pane of glass. As we talked about, the three main components of a patch and remediation solution are the ability to have the automated download of the content, the remediation or distribution of that content, and then finally the reporting. So as part of the automated Linux Unix patch downloads, we work with a lot of the Linux and Unix distributions, and again, with a valid subscription credential, we'll pull down that content and form a local repository in your environment. And then after you deploy the content from within System Center, and we'll do a quick demo of this as well, we provide some aggregate compliance reporting. So that's a complete reporting solution from within System Center. Question? The question was, do we use WSUS or the custom solution? We have to use our custom solution. WSUS doesn't work directly with Linux and Unix platforms. So that's really the solution that we provide. And I have an architecture slide I'll show in a minute that kind of talks a little bit about that. So Lumentum supported operating systems. We have support for the most popular Linux and Unix distributions. You see there Red Hat Linux, SUSE Linux, CentOS, Oracle Linux. On the Unix side, we also provide support for Solaris, IBM AIX, HPUX, as well as macOS desktops. So all of the most popular Linux and Unix data center platforms, as well as a patching solution for macOS desktops. In terms of the overall patch content delivery process that we have, there's a couple of steps that are required in order to get the full patch remediation solution integrated within System Center, in order to get that single pane of glass approach. The first thing is to install a separate Lumentum application server, and that's required in your environment to handle the replication of the content and the construction of that local repository. That's also the component that will communicate out with our Lumentum Global Subscription Service, or what we call GSS, as well as the communication directly with the vendor websites that provide that content. So we get that the remediation binaries directly from Red Hat or from Novell SUSE. We also manage the credentials for each of those Linux and Unix distribution points as well in that application server. So as an administrator, you enter those credentials once, and then you don't have to worry about that going forward. Once that application server communicates with the Lumentum Global Subscription Service, that's where we will provide that update metadata for all those supported Linux and Unix platforms, as well as handles the Lumentum licensing. Now, we provide that update metadata in order to have a consistent and normalized process for displaying all of the remediation binary content across all of those supported Linux and Unix platforms. And I'll show that in the demo as well. Again, we also communicate with those vendor websites directly as well, and that's where we'll pull down the remediation content as when we do that full negotiation of the credentials to pull down the remediation binaries. So we did talk about the three components of a patch solution, but in terms of patch remediation itself, we have at Lumentum, we call this our overall patch management workflow, and this is broken up into five parts. And we see this as a consistent workflow across all platforms, whether it be Windows, Linux, Unix, what have you. And this is really a description of best practices of patching in general, not necessarily limited to just Linux or Unix. But I'm going to talk about this in terms of how I'm going to structure the demo in a minute here, too. So we really follow five steps. We call this the discover, assess, prioritize, remediate, and report. And in the discovery phase, this is where we're discovering those Linux and Unix servers that need to be patch managed through Configuration Manager. And then from the assessment phase, this is where those endpoints will actually provide their own discovery of those applicable updates and then report that information back up to the Configuration Manager server. So then getting into the next step around prioritizing those updates, giving the administrator a view of which updates need to be deployed out to those managed servers. That goes into step four around remediation. That's actually constructing the deployment. And then finally in reporting, this is where you're actually proving to your compliance auditor saying that, yes, all these Linux and Unix servers are fully patched through this single consolidated report. One good thing about this, too, and I'll get into this a little bit in the demo, is that we've encountered sometimes where you go into a customer site and they'll have a dedicated server administrator just for Linux and Unix that may not communicate directly with the Windows server administrator. And we work well in that scenario as well because we can allow that Linux and Unix administrator to go ahead and patch using their own tools if they'd like, but our solution will actually report adequately from a compliance standpoint through System Center that all that content has been deployed correctly. And we can kind of go the other way too, where we can show a report about what hasn't been patched and give that to your Linux and Unix administrator and say, you might want to take care of these too. So with that, I'm going to go into the demonstration. The question was, there was on the discovery panel about installing an agent. And I'll talk to that immediately here, actually, in part of the demo. So the native client for Linux and Unix provided for through Microsoft System Center is for Linux and Unix provides excellent software and hardware inventory and the ability to drop a script, as Torsten demonstrated earlier. But it doesn't give a full detection and remediation capabilities. So we have to include the Linux and Unix agent for patching that Lumentum provides down to those endpoints in order to do the full assessment and remediation. There'd be the native Linux and Unix client on that endpoint, as well as the Lumentum agent for patch and remediation. We provide that actually out of the box. You see I'm on the software library pane. And if I go under packages, we have the Linux Patch Manager agent installer. So this is provided once the agent for the System Center agent is resident on that server. You can go ahead and deploy this Patch Manager agent directly through System Center as well. I'm sorry, what was the question? We don't support Debian today. The question was nothing Debian-based. No, I had the list of the supported platforms up earlier. So once that, this is really that discovery phase, you go out and look for all those endpoints that have the System Center client installed, and then run a deployment to install the Lumentum Patch Manager agent for Linux and Unix. The next step would be to do an assessment. And also, you see that once you have the Lumentum Patch Manager data center extension installed, you can take a look at all of the unpatched security updates that are in your environment. And you can see this is a general list of all of the updates that are currently available for this environment. Again, this is by a subscription basis, so if you know that you only have Red Hat machines in your environment, for example, we can adjust that subscription to only pull down the metadata for Red Hat. Or if you have a wide variety of platforms in your environment, you can bring down many different updates. This is fully sortable and filterable as well. Again, if I wanted to look, for example, for SSL, for example, you can see that it brings up those SSL vulnerabilities. So these machines have now, I can take a look at these machines that are in my environment that have done an assessment by this list of endpoints. And you can see these three endpoints here that have the Lumentum patch agent for Linux and Unix installed already. You can see that these have completed a successful, what we call a DAU, Discover Applicable Updates. And we offer the ability as well to drill into those machines to get additional information and a deeper view of the vulnerabilities that are applicable to that machine. So the next step would be then to take a look from a prioritization standpoint. And at this point, I can take a look at the content types. I can search by critical and not superseded. I can search by all critical updates, for example, that are applicable to this machine. I can also take a look from a groups view. And within the System Center extension for Linux and Unix provided by Lumentum, we do some auto-grouping of the Linux and Unix machines as well. So this would provide a list of all of those machines. And if I view this by vulnerabilities, it's going to give me a compiled list of there's a default of those vulnerabilities that are Here we go. So I'm going to, this is now a list of all of those vulnerabilities that are applicable to those machines that are in this subgroup. And you can see that if I had a mix of other machines as well, I just have some SUSE machines here, but if there were other machines, Red Hat, Oracle Linux, for example, they would also be subgrouped as well. And we give you a real high-level view here by vulnerability of which ones are applicable and patched or applicable and not patched. The next step would then be to start to schedule your deployment or initiate that remediation phase. And I can do that directly from here by clicking on these or by doing a drag select and either doing a right click within the UI or by, at this point, I can select a deployment here. And this brings up a deployment wizard to send out the deployment out to these applicable endpoints. Now, this is a fully schedulable deployment as well. I can rename this if I'd like. I can schedule this for a specific maintenance window, for example. I also have the ability to look at some additional deployment options. If those are available from the vendor itself, I can change some of the deployment options for this specific package. I can also adjust the reboot behavior or notify users should a user actually be installed on that. And it gives you a nice summary of the deployment itself. So the last step in the process would be around reporting, and this is included as part of the monitoring pane. We have a number of built-in standard reports that we include as part of the extension. I can take a look at all of this. The most popular one that we see is the vulnerability analysis report. I can report on all of those from an endpoint perspective. And this generates a nice quick report that I can then export as a CSV. We also have a number of what we call enhanced reports. And these are actually SSRS reports that we provide the native RDF files. And if you happen to have a, if you happen to have an SRS expert that knows how to manipulate some of those reports using Report Builder, this is why we provide these in the native format. They can do full customization to find additional information or to marry this data up with possibly your Windows patching as well. So I'm going to run this quick report that provides the top vulnerable endpoints. This is a great report that we see as well that can prove compliance for your Linux and Unix platforms. And this is a great view as well because I can use this report to provide a high-level view up to my executive team, or I can drill into this report right here, and I can see that here are 79 unpatched vulnerabilities, and I can export this report and provide it directly to my Linux and Unix administrator. If they want to do the patching on their own, I can say, well, go ahead and do that, but these are the ones that need to be patched in order to pass this compliance report. We provide some additional administration components as well. You can see that we provide a lot of detail about when this application server completed its last successful, what we call a replication, where it goes out and communicates with the global subscription service and pulls down its remediation content and pulls down its metadata. This also provides the ability to have some additional role-based access controls for who can access the Linux and Unix patching component. This would be separate from who would actually be managing the Windows servers, for example. Again, this provides additional information about product licensing, as well as some additional product information. So that concludes the demo portion. A couple of things I want to highlight, though, as part of this solution is that there are some additional system requirements that are required in order to run this solution. One is that we do require a dedicated server for this patch content mirroring, and do require that additional agent for the assessment and remediation component on the Linux and Unix machines. And there is some separate role-based access controls, as well as some separate grouping that's a little bit different from the System Center Configuration Manager. Looking forward, we are actively developing this solution, and a couple of the areas that we're looking to take on are to synchronize with the System Center collections. As you've seen, that System Center has some pretty powerful querying capabilities to create some custom collections. We'd like to be able to synchronize those with the Lumentian groups that you saw demoed earlier. We also want to be able to respect the System Center maintenance windows. Through the Lumentian extension, we do provide the option to create what we call hours of operation, which are very similar to the System Center's maintenance windows, to make sure that those managed Linux and Unix servers are only patched during a certain amount of time. But going forward, we want to be able to only set those once within System Center and then have the Lumentian component respect those. We have some additional information at lumentian.com/systemcenter if you're interested. We also have a couple folks here that will stick around afterwards to answer any questions, and some additional data that we have on some other solutions that we have for Microsoft System Center. So just as a review in terms of the solution overview from Lumentian, we do provide full content distribution for all those managed system Linux and Unix platforms that we pointed out. We also have access to the local content repositories, meaning from one application server within your environment, we connect to all the managed, all the subscribed Linux and Unix platforms. You don't have to have each of those individual managed servers connect to the internet. You just have your configuration manager server connect once to build that local repository. In order to synchronize with the maintenance windows, that is something that we have for a future version. And you've seen that this is one of the main values of this solution is that we have comprehensive compliance reporting. This solution also does automatically resolve all of those patch dependencies. So if you were to deploy just a single bulletin out to those managed Linux and Unix servers, we would resolve all of those dependencies prior to deploying that update, even if it was a single update. And we do have a separate grouping mechanism that, as I showed, so again, that's on the future outlook. We do provide the ability to do groups, but again, it has to be managed separately today with the extension as is. Was there a question?
Yeah. How do you expire packages?
The question was, how do we expire packages? There is an ability to go in from that vulnerability view that I showed, just do a right click and say, disable that update.
In the same console?
In the same console. The question was, how is this solution licensed? Yes, it's per node, and there's some additional information we have on our website for that, and you can come up afterwards. We can have some further discussions about that. Question? The question was, what do we do about agent health and agent maintenance? In some of the views, some of the summary views, I kind of went through them pretty quickly, but we provide in that drill down, there's a lot of information about when that agent checked in last, and you're able to restart the agent directly from the console itself. So we provide a lot of those agent health capabilities from within the console. Question? The question was about that dedicated server for the replication and the pulling down the metadata repository. Yes, it can be virtualized or it can be bare metal. Either way, it's okay. That application server, we actually do all of our development in .NET, so it's built on the Microsoft stack. So that server requirement is basically anything Windows Server 2003 and higher with a SQL Server database. Question up here in front.
Can it run on the same server?
The question was, can it run on the same server as SCCM? It's not recommended. We do have a little bit of horsepower in order to that's required in order to pull down all the content and maintain that that content repository. So we don't recommend we install on the same server. The question back there. The question was around the plan for future versions and a question about timelines. I'm going to completely deflect that answer and say that no, we don't have estimated timing at this point. Sorry, I think you had your question.
The SQL, does it need a standalone or can we leverage?
The question was about the application server again and the SQL database. We allow to use a remote database if you already have a separate database instance. That's fine. Same question. Lots of questions. I like it. Another one here. The question was, do we provide patching just for the operating systems or for applications? We match exactly what the vendor provides in their main channels, and that's going to be different for each individual vendor. So, for example, Red Hat has a very comprehensive support channel that we match exactly, and then we take all those packages and match them and map them into the security advisories, the enhancement advisories, and the bug advisories. So if by default Red Hat includes application updates in that channel, which they do for the most popular applications, like Apache and OpenSSL, Firefox. A lot of the most popular applications on the server are included in that channel, then we go ahead and include those as well. But in terms of some of the supplemental channels, we don't include the updates for those. Any other questions? Question is, how does this compare to satellite for Red Hat? That's a great question. It's very similar in terms of the update distribution and the package management aspects of it, but it's what's different from the Red Hat satellite server is that that allows for OS provisioning, which is not supported in this. Another question? The question was, do we provide an evaluation version? We do. Go ahead and talk with us afterwards or come out to our website. We'd probably like to engage with you with one of our sales engineers as well in order to talk you through that. All right. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Torsten.
Thanks. Do you remember this slide? 25% of all Ops Manager installations monitors Linux and Unix computers. So what do you think? Is it possible to patch a Linux computer with Ops Manager? The monitoring product we have in our systems and the product suite? It is. So there's another partner product, which is called SUSE Manager, and it integrates with Ops Manager. With SUSE Manager, you can view a list of all Linux servers that requires critical and optional updates. You can get alerts for these machines within your SCUM console, and you can schedule maintenance tasks to run these updates on the specific Linux servers. Consider the following scenario, and it's really a true scenario I'm facing a few months ago. You are the IT admin of Contoso and the main Ops Manager administrator for Windows. So this Linux team has a separate management solution in place, and due to cost savings and compliance requirements, your management wants you to be responsible for these Linux machines and wants you to patch these machines. But you have no expertise in Linux. So I'm going to go to show you SUSE Manager, which integrates in Ops Manager. As you can see here, we have the SCUM console, and there are two additional nodes, which comes with a management pack for SUSE Manager. SUSE Manager is a separate system and a separate server, which runs on SUSE Linux Enterprise Server. So we have the patch management state. As you can see here, we have two clients that are enrolled with SUSE Manager and SCUM, which have a critical patch state. That means there are not not patched for a long time ago. So, and if I go to the patch management node, you can see these both machines. So we have for one machine 99 available patches, and for the other machine 112. So if I click on one machine, I can see the patches that are available for the specific machine here. What is really interesting is, as I mentioned before, we have this huge amount of dependencies between Linux packages, modules, and programs. So if I go click on the Python package here, I can take a look at the list of related packages. So if I want to deploy a kernel patch, I'm going to deploy these other patches too. So this really shows the dependencies we are facing in patch management for Linux and Unix computers. With the SUSE Manager integration here, we also can remove software from the system, we can upgrade software, and we have the ability to install software on a Linux machine. SUSE Manager offers management functionality for Red Hat and for SUSE Linux Enterprise products, also for desktop or servers. Also, we can schedule a remote command to run on the system or can reboot the system from here. So when I'm going to deploy this patch, let me just bring up putty session again for this. Take 07. Let's say I just want to patch Contoso/7, and I'm going to deploy all of these patches here. So just select these patches. And click Apply. I can schedule this action for as soon as possible or for a specific date, which can be within my maintenance windows. Confirm this. And what happens now in the backend is that SUSE Manager, oh, here we go, it's really fast, runs a zipper command on this machine and install these patches from a local repository which resides on the SUSE Manager server. So the amount of available patches is going down, so it works. This solution provides really a simple way for an ops manager administrator, which have no clue about Linux, about Unix, don't know the commands, whatever, to do patch management on enrolled machines or on machines that already enrolled with SCUM. Yeah, patching works. Good to see. With this solution, the content distribution is done via local repository on the SUSE Manager. I mentioned this before. The server requires only access to local content. No internet access is needed. We cannot obey Config Manager Maintainer Windows because it is an Ops Manager-based solution. And comprehensive compliance reporting is done through SUSE Manager. Also, inventory is a separate thread on the SUSE Manager server. And yes, of course, patching is done from SUSE Manager. The dependencies are automatically resolved. That brings me to the solution comparison of this session. Which solution you choose really depends on your needs and your requirements. Take a look at the supported operating systems you have in your environment. We have Lumention, which offers the broadest range of supported operating systems. It's nearly aligned with the supported operations operating systems from Config Manager. So, and it really depends on from where you start. So if you start with a monitoring solution or if you start with a systems management solution. Key learnings for today, take the best of both worlds. So you can reduce your costs through leveraging your investment in existing infrastructure. We can save time because we use one console for Windows and Linux patch management. And we can minimize the risks because we are preventing patch management blind spots here. So we have some related content, which also covers the Linux stack within System Center. You can find me later at the Ask the Experts event, or if you have any questions, feel free to reach out and come to the front. There are some additional informations. And please, please complete an evaluation form and win an Xbox One. Thanks for attending. Thanks for visiting Compliance and Patch Management with System Center 2012. Hope you enjoyed. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Thanks.